Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, not surprisingly, everything on New York stages was thrown off due to this blizzard we just all experienced together. Basically, Sunday afternoon matinees were the last things to go on until tonight, Tuesday, when things apparently are pretty much back to normal. Personally, I was all set for a 12-hour marathon fundraiser of plays written by the great Tracy Letts. Well, that has been postponed for another day. So let's go positive and discuss all that's coming in March. Yes, that seems to be the month to watch, starting with stellar names. Daniel Radcliffe, John Bernthal, Nathan Lane, Rose Byrne, John Lithgow, all in interesting productions. Not to mention Titanic, the parody of Titanic, featuring the songs of Celine Dion, which is sailing towards a 16-week run at the St. James Theater. That begins March 26th. Anyway, and it also stars another delightful performer who I love, Jim Parsons. So much to look forward to. Now that's all that's on Broadway, as is one that hasn't even opened yet, and it's already being extended. Yes, the forthcoming revival of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. My God, how many have we had? Well, it's added an extra 8 weeks. Having previously been announced to run through June 14th, now will run through August 9th. Performances begin on March 6th. That's the one with Nathan Lane. And one person's show seemed to be having another moment. Daniel Radcliffe's Every Brilliant Thing is one. Off-Broadway now has Sean Hayes in The Unknown. That one is selling out almost every show, and tickets ain't cheap, believe me. Also just open off-Broadway is The Dinosaurs at Playwrights Horizons, a new piece by Jacob Perkins. The top-notch cast here includes Kathleen Chalfant and Elizabeth Marvel, two of my favorites. The idea, not unlike Liberation, is women getting together every week at the same time in the same place. However, in Liberation, it was about trying to understand a new cause known as feminism. In this case, it is to share their stories of recovery, as in AA in particular. Dinosaurs, I don't get the title, by the way, is not up to the work we usually see from Playwrights Horizons, at least not in my opinion. Meanwhile, you may try to grab a seat for Marcel on the Train at the Classic Stage Company. Yes, there are a few seats available, but this one is getting real traction. Ethan Slater stars as legendary mime Marcel Marceau, who died in 2007 after a long career that actually brought him to Broadway twice, which showed the reach of the form that he helped popularize as in mime. What is less known about him is he was Jewish, and during World War II, he was active in the French resistance, and he helped Jewish children. Again, that's Marcel on the Train. And another with likely some political references is called Black Russia, and that one's at the Signature Complex. It's also getting very positive buzz. I'll be covering both of those soon. Meanwhile, we are always watching what is going on the London stages with hopes they will get to us. Well, here is one. Tony and Olivier Award-winning director Jamie Lloyd's production of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing will be crossing the pond, starring Tony nominee Tom Hiddleston as Benedict and three-time Olivier nominee Hayley Atwell as Beatrice. The production comes to Broadway this fall for 10 weeks only. Hiddleston previously collaborated with Jamie Lloyd on Harold Pinter's Betrayal, which premiered in London and transferred to Broadway in 2019. I still have the original Betrayal poster from London where I first fell in love with that play long time ago, decades ago. Anyway, seems every week I'm reporting on the next Jonathan Groff replacement and just in time. Last week it was Jeremy Jordan, and now Tony nominee Matthew Morrison will return to Broadway for the first time in a decade. Groff will play his final performance in this tribute to Bobby Darin on March 29th. Morrison is scheduled for a 3-week engagement beginning April 1st through April 19th. This is all at the Circle in the Square Theater. Jeremy Jordan will then step into the role on April 21. Better get out your calendar if you care enough. As a reminder, by the way, Matthew Morrison was last seen on Broadway in Finding Neverland, and his previous Broadway credits include South Pacific, The Light in the Piazza, for which he received a Tony nomination, Hairspray, Rocky Horror Show, and Footloose. TV viewers may recall that he played Will Schuster on Glee from 2009 to 2015. Now, in terms of what I saw this week, oh, only one thing, and I confess, I went back to see a show that I loved and my kids loved when they were kids. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is back and selling out regularly at New World Stages on West 50th. I grabbed a seat and laughed my way through the next 2 hours. A live little orchestra performs the music of William Finn. He left us with a real gem here. New World Stages, by the way, is an interesting venue, 3 stages there, and they clearly cater to, or at least consider, young audiences. In other words, the next generation of theater fans. Now they're also doing the Heathers musical, which brings in lots of teens and tweens, as well as the play That Goes Wrong, which is a family-friendly comedy. Anyway, our death of the week, David Hayes, an esteemed set and lighting designer for theater, who also became an innovative impresario as the founding artistic director of the National Theater of the Deaf. He died on Tuesday at his home in Essex, Connecticut. He was 95. Mr. Hayes designed productions for 2 Eugene O'Neill plays, The Iceman Cometh, Long Day's Journey, and Tonight. You know, we sometimes don't pay enough attention to those who light and design our stages. David Hayes certainly did. And then he went on to bring theater to the deaf. That's a career to salute. Anyway, I hope you'll support some local creativity this week, and I'll see you here next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.